It started as part of a conversation with staff members here at the college about how we could get the alumni more excited about the college and its future, because we're entering a different era and we're making significant changes and we're going to be doing some major construction projects and so forth.
And so really, it's an opportunity to sort of have that one-on-one meeting. You mentioned to me before we started, this is really about 2 years worth of work with alumni that you're doing in just a handful of weeks.
Right, yes. Normally, I would travel two or three times a month and visit four or five, maybe a half a dozen alumni in a location. I'm going to visit over 60 people in their homes. I'm going to host over 30 alumni events, gatherings in over 30 different cities across the nation. So this is between 90 and 100 appointments in 8 weeks, and that would be difficult. That would take a much longer time doing it a couple of trips a month, yeah.
And, of course, you're doing it in a recreational vehicle, an RV.
We're doing it in an RV, yep.
And you're going to be staying in the RV. Are you an RV enthusiast? Is that how that came about, or is this just an idea that this made the most sense?
No, it's just a way to go from place to place. We've had the RV wrapped. It's got all this Mac Nation graphics on it. So it makes quite a statement. It makes quite a statement upon arrival, I can assure you of that. In terms of cost effectiveness, this is the most cost effective way to do this much in this relatively brief period of time.
It's an opportunity also to really get to see the country as well. You're going to be taking a trip all the way to the coast and back.
I'm going. We leave. We go to Tulsa, Texas, across New Mexico. We have an event in Phoenix. We go to San Diego. Have an event there, L.A., Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington. Then we drive back down to Denver, and then we come across the northern tier, come through Illinois, quite a few Midwestern stops, go all the way to, I believe, Massachusetts, and then all down to Florida. I mean, we're going everywhere, and we circle back. I think we go through Alabama on the way back and have a stop there.
And McMurray, for those that aren't as familiar with it, it's a smaller college campus, mm-hmm. located in Jacksonville. It's a private school. How important is the alumni connection, you know, donations from alumni, keeping them involved with the college? How important is that for a school the size of McMurray?
It's crucially important. The alumni interest and alumni support are necessary elements in a successful college. Without the interest and commitment from the alumni, the college really can't succeed. So, you know, the people I'm visiting have been really what we might refer to as sustaining donors for the college. They have given every year, almost every year, usually five-figure gifts. The lifetime giving of these people is in the six figures or seven figures. So when you have that kind of support, you can pay your bills. One of the reasons to do this trip and to do this much work in this concentrated period of time is that we need to communicate effectively with our alumni and keep them interested. And that's exactly right, as you put it. How important is alumni interest and support? Crucially important to the future of the college, yes.
Well, Jacksonville area, it's a smaller area, and you're not located in a big city, of course. It may be harder for some people to get to the campus that often, so going to see them is even more important.
Well, yes, and some of these people graduated. I mean, some people I'll see graduated in the 40s, in the 1940s. So, you know, they're some of them don't travel much anymore. So I'll be visiting people who graduated in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and after 2000. I mean, some of them will be newer alumni. So between the people who come to the alumni events, which will usually count those events in the dozens. The last one we had one in Phoenix. We had about 25 people at that one. Prior to that, we had 80 people in Springfield, Illinois. We had 80 people show up at an alumni event. And that kind of interest is very important, and that people will support the college, whatever their level of support can be. You know, different people are in different circumstances. It's more important that we have participation, that people care enough to participate, even if their gifts are relatively modest. They do matter. So all of that is important to the college. We want to increase the number of alumni, the percentage of alumni who give on an annual basis.
What's been the response to this idea of the traveling in the RV and going out to visit all these people? Have you gotten pretty good response?
We got excellent response. In fact, we sent an email blast out a couple of weeks ago to all of our alumni, alerting them to the different days and locations and where we were going to have events, and asking them to indicate their interest in attending one of the events. And within 12 hours, we had 100 responses. We're working hard to keep up with the interest that the alumni are showing.
Do you have any trepidation before you head out on this trip?
No. I'm just going to go with my eyes wide open, and I'm going to ask people to tell me their stories about McMurray and all the people who've attended here over the years have stories. In fact, one of those people is the owner of a large RV dealership in just outside of St. Louis, and he's actually donated the use of the RV. So all we have to do is keep diesel fuel in it.
And stay on the road, right?
And stay on the road. So, and you know, we're going to be so busy going from one thing to another that there won't be a lot of time to think about too much. It will be traveling every day.